right. Thank you very much. Our podcast today is for, we're catching up here a little bit. This is for week number 15 and 16, weeks ending December 17 and December 24. We'll take a look at the high games and high series for the week. First of all, for the ladies, Tammy Newberry from Sunshine had the high game this week of 255. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine with a 243. Amy Hamilton from Starlight with a 242. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with a 236. Christina Schurman from West Ottawa had two high games, a 235 and a 226. Katie Ventinen from Sunshine with a 232. Val Guerra from Sunshine with a 227. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 224. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight with a 222. And Tammy Harper from Sunshine finishing up our high games for the ladies with a high game of 218. Our high games for the season for the ladies, Lori Kirkland with a 280, Dawn Chamberlain with a 279, Jennifer Servell-Thomas with a 277, also with a 277 is Courtney Garbalink, Cindy Heckman with a 268, Chelsea Bosher with a 265, Bobby Jo Bersma and Rachel Handberg also with games of 265, and finishing up for the high games for the season, Jordan Kirkland with a 258. And for the high series for the ladies, for week number 15 and 16, Christina Schurman from West Ottawa, 661. Amy Hamilton from Starlight, 631. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine, 623. Katie Ventinen, also from Sunshine, with a 616. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 602. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with a 588. Selena Horvolf from Saturday Night Fever, 572. Skylar Beverwijk, Starlight, 563. Jackie Cucci, Starlight, 556. And finishing up the top 10, Misty Kegley from Starlight with a 545. Looking at the season highs for the ladies, Lori Kirkland from Sunshine with a 726. Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine, 698. Kim Smith from Northland Select, 691. Robin Branson from Sunshine with a 690. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa, 683. Bobby Jo Bersma, Sunshine, 681. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine, 676. Christina Schurman from West Ottawa, 671. Tammy Newberry from Sunshine with a 664. And Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select with 657. Those are the high series for the season. The men's high scores for week number 15 and 16. Jeremy Duran had 11 strikes in a row in the Rich Bellman Memorial League for a 290. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City, the high games of 289 and a 278. Brett Cassetta from Thursday Night Misfits, 279. Nick Coinga and Steve Petrie, both from the Tri-City League, both had identical games of 279. Two bowlers this week with 278s. They were Austin Baker from West Ottawa and Chris Bremels from Tri-City. Bowling a 277 this past week was Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers. We had two bowlers with 269 games. They were Bob Zuverink and Paul Duff, both from the Tri-City League. In the high games for the season, we are currently still at 5 300s for the season. Connor Brookhouse, Zach Baum, Ward Grigsby, Robert Allen, and Todd Grams. Ben Fellows with a 299. Scott J. Smith with a 299. Mike Putnam with a 298. And two bowlers with 297s, Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial and Ryan Hengelin from West Ottawa. High series for the week ending the 17th and the 24th of December. We have another 800 to record. Scott J. Smith had an 815 series. He had games of 289, 278, and 248. And this is the second 800 that Scott has bowled so far this season. Two bowlers tied with 725s. They were Jeremy Duran from Rich Dahlman Memorial and Dan Hathaway from Larry Montague Memorial. Bob Zuverink from Tri-City with 724. Jordan Newhouse from Friday Night Roller, 723. Steve Petrie from Saturday Night Fever with 720. Brian Morin from the Tri-City League with 716. Connor Brookhouse from West Ottawa with 712. Ronnie Snoke from Rich Dahlman Memorial with 709. Joshua Berg from West Ottawa, 708. Chris Brummels from Tri-City, also bowling a 708. And Paul Duff from West Ottawa was 704. Our season highs for the men, Scott J. Smith, with his career high series of 866, Ward Grigsby with 824. We added this week again Scott Smith for his second 800 for the season, 815. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with an even 800. Tim McKessie from Northland Select, 794. Bob Zuverink from Tri-City with 789. Brian Morin from Saturday Night Peeper with 789. Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial League with 776. Two bowlers with 775. Todd Dowman and Nick Coinga. And Virgil First from Suburban League finishing up the high series for the season with a 773. Want to recognize once again our champions for the Holiday 500, 600, 700 tournament that finished a couple of weeks ago. Dan Barnes was our champion for the men's 500 singles handicap with a score of 715. Drew Sherman won the 700 or 500 singles scratch division with a 525. James Freeman won the 600 division both handicap and scratch. He had a 678 series and a 783 with his handicap. Dan Hathaway was our champion for the men's 700 singles division handicap with a score of 795. Nick Coinga won the 700 singles scratch with a 783. Della Lambert won the 500 division for the ladies, both the scratch and the handicap division. Della had a score of 533 actual and had a score of 732 with her handicap. Skylar Beverwijk and Karen Pardue were tied for the women's 600 handicap division. The score was 741, and that was bowled by Skylar Beverwijk and Karen Pardue. Skylar Beverwijk also won the 600 scratch division with the actual score of 631. Christina Schurman won the 700 handicap and scratch division for the ladies. She had a 777 actual score and an 839 with her handicap. All the checks for that tournament have been sent out, so if we haven't handed them to them personally, they are currently in the mail, probably would be arriving today. We want to look at the final tournament of the season. Our men's and women's city tournament will be held at Alley's in Douglas for the team event. Doubles and singles will be held at Northland Lanes. The entries for the women's and the men's city tournament will be on the 7th of January, so that entry deadline is coming up close. The tournament will open on the 14th of January over at Alley's and then continue on for the next four weekends. A couple of new things. We do have optional scratch events for team doubles and singles in all events. That's something that we haven't offered before. So any of the scratch bowlers that would like to get in the optional scratch division, that's on the entry blank, and they can indicate that when they turn in their entry. We want to thank our sponsors for our tournament, Jim Rennick at Bird Company, representing Auto Owners Insurance, Skiles Pizza, My Home Systems, featuring custom home automation, Mervine Beverage with Bud Light, and Graphic Signs and Embroidery. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 15 and 16. We'll be back next week with some more scores from along the lakeshore.